The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Toys are back in cereal. I am
What in the 80s is going on?
Right? Automatic, right? So I don't know if you did this, but when I would go see my tia Sylvia, my aunt Sylvia, she always had every kind of cereal, like at the top of the fridge, from Apple Jacks to Lucky Charms to whatever you could think of. She had Cookie Crisp. And my cousin was so greedy, my cousin Shannon, she'd be like, you can't get the toy. You have to wait till the cereal's gone.
Get the toy?
Yes.
Oh, in our house, it was like, there's four kids. It was a sprint to the toy. Well, who could ever get their hand in the box first?
At my casa house, we never had the cereal with the toy. We had Post Toasties.
Oh, we had a lot of bags of
Corn Flakes.
Fritos,
it was
or whatever
just not
they're
good.
Called.
Yeah, so anyway, I would stay with my Aunt Sylvia, my cousin Shannon, my cousin Tommy, and my Uncle Tom. Well, I would stay on the other end of the house. And so I'd wake up so early and I would go in there, and I don't know if you did this or not, but I would shove my arm all the way down the cereal box and I would grab that toy and I would take it back to my room.
Yeah, that's every kid.
I wouldn't tell anybody I did it. So I don't know what happened when they got to the end of the cereal box.
Do you remember what kind of toy it was?
One of them was like a little action figure. It was yellow. I don't even know what it was. That's not the point. The point is it was there. Well, Kellogg's is teaming up with Toy Story 5. That's how they're kicking off their toys.
Oh, they're going to put Toy Story characters in cereal?
Yes. Can you imagine? And then there's other cereal brands that are now getting it. They're like, oh, we'll do that too. I feel like cereal's going to make a comeback because sales have been down.
You know what's funny is trying to explain this to like anybody in Gen Alpha that we didn't have iPads. Our toys came in cereal boxes.
Or the back of the cereal box.
And we'd read them.
But you know what was my favorite toy that came in a cereal box? Was the color-changing spoon.
Ooh. Oh, the magic spoon.
I wrote that one down too because when it would get cold, it would change to another color. Oh.
So the collectible spoon is going to be back. Kellogg's
says
they're doing it. When it would hit the milk, the cold milk, it would turn like pink.
I remember physically fighting my brother over the sticky hands. You remember you could throw them out the wall and they would go down.
But why would they only stick for like an hour?
Not even an hour, like 20 minutes.
They'd just get dirty, they'd just be done. My favorite cereal when I was little, of course I did love cornflakes. I'm not going to lie. My nan always had cornflakes with extra sugar and bananas in it. I wanted Lucky Charms.
Lucky Charms, they're magically delicious.
I used to watch the commercial and just dream it was in my house.
I love Lucky Charms. My favorite, though, is Captain Crunch by far. Captain Crunch peanut butter. I know it hurts the roof of your mouth, but it is delicious.
That's like chewing on gravel.
It's horrible,
gross,
Otto.
Dude.
Delicious. Let it soak in the milk for a little while.
No, it's just painful to try to eat that cereal. Captain Crunch or the peanut butter, whatever. Okay, we do have a call on line two. Annie, welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. Mija, what's your favorite cereal?
Either Fruity Pebbles or...
Fruit Loops! Fruit Loops!
I forgot about Fruity Pebbles. That
Remember
was a
those?
Great cereal.
Love Fruity
and
Pebbles.
Then I love the Flintstones, so it made it even better.
Fruity Pebbles is good, but do you remember the Cocoa Puffs?
I'm going to go Fruity Pebbles over Cocoa Puffs.
The only reason I like Cocoa Puffs is because I'm not a big fan of milk, and when you're finished, the milk was chocolate.
That's
Hi, sweetie. How are you? I hear everybody in the background. What do you think? That's one of the best cereals. What's the best cereal ever?
Cinnamon Toast Crunch is the best cereal for multiple generations.
It still is.
That's probably my number two.
I will eat a cup of Cinnamon Toast Crunch in 15 minutes flat because I don't put milk in it. That's a good one. What's another really good cereal that you loved when you were little? There was like a toucan. Fruity something, fruit.
That's the one that Annie just talked about. Fruit Loops.
Fruit Loops.
Not Fruityos.
That was the bag. The bag of...
Bag of wheat. Remember that one?
Bag of wheat. This might be controversial.
Okay.
But I loved Grape Nuts.
That is controversial. Nobody likes
Nobody
grape
liked
nuts.
Grape Nuts?
My grandma.
I didn't even know Grape... Is that that's a cereal?
Yeah.
Or a fruit?
No, it's a cereal.
You had to be like 65 plus to even enjoy it.
Grape Nuts, huh?
Yeah.
My Aunt Sylvia had it, and so I would eat it. No, I would...
That was the cereal I would eat if there was nothing left.
No, I loved it. I would put lots of sugar in it. My Aunt Sylvia had it, and I would pretend I was a horse. Because it was
basically
kind of like horse feed.
Dude, now that I'm thinking about it, you know what toys they should put into the cereal boxes for millennials?
What?
They should just give us all a shot of Ozempic.
Your box of cereal comes with a shot of Ozempic.
We're raised on Kellogg's.
All the calories, none of the guilt.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Otto said food news is good, but he's mad about it. All right, we're going to let you know what it is here. Hottest hashtags on the Dana Cortez Show. I am Dana Cortez inside the Kohl's studio.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A., a.k.a. the Burnt Tortilla.
Hate to tell you this, but median pay for CEOs rose nearly 6% last year, but it was the compensation packages that were the worst, rising another 6%. So the rest of us are suffering?
And they got more money?
12% more. 12% more salaries because you get 6% more pay, 6% more bonuses.
At some point, when are we going to start reacting to this? Why is it okay that the top gets to make tons more money than the bottom?
It's not. Vote. Vote for the person. Before I move to food news, vote for the person who's fighting for you and your family. Let's stop voting for political parties. All right, what do we have for food news? DJ Automatic.
I officially don't like Timothée Chalamet anymore.
Why?
Because
Kylie Jenner's boyfriend?
Yeah. Well, he's more than that. He's an actor, and he's also a humongous Knicks fan. And this is part of the reason I don't like him, because of his relationship to Mikal Bridges, who plays for the New York Knicks. He now has a Chipotle Eat Forever free card.
Eat all you want at Chipotle?
Yep. Just like Mikal Bridges does. Mikal Bridges hooked him up. So when Mikal Bridges was with the Phoenix Suns, he would only eat Chipotle. That was the only thing he ate. So they ended up giving him a card, a burrito card.
Which
so
made you super jealous.
Made
I'm
me
sure.
super jealous
yeah.
that he could go
You're
into any Chipotle.
He could go into
any Chipotle in the country, and he could just show the card, and they give him a free bowl or a free burrito. Now Timothée Chalamet has that. Timothée Chalamet is worth how many millions of dollars? Mikal Bridges is worth how many millions of dollars? They don't need a free burrito card.
Speaking of anarchy, we talked about the CEOs. Now you're that mad about Timothée Chalamet.
Not my favorite person today.
Oh, you're just jealous. Gosh, if I could have an eat for free card, it would either be Pizza Hut or Chipotle. Or Church's Chicken.
I'm with the Church's Chicken and what they do with the honey biscuits. But I'm going to have to go with the Wiener Schnitzel all-you-can-eat card if I'm going to have to get one for myself.
That'd be good, too. Wiener Schnitzel.
I'm just going Mickey D's all day.
All day, Mickey D's. What about Chipotle?
You know what? Chipotle should have thought about this before they didn't give me a card.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Earlier on the show, something was said that I had a flashback about marriage, about weddings. Play this part. Our caller was describing how her brother pressured her into getting married.
A little bit. My brother, he's a big brother. You know, he wants everything right. He wants you to do good by the book. And it did play a little bit of a factor because he actually was a pastor.
Okay, well, I was going to say, baby sister can't be out here having a baby unwed. So she was pressured into getting married, okay, by her brother,
okay,
who is a pastor. Because she was pregnant. It didn't work out. They got a divorce, everything anyway. Oh my gosh, Otto. We enrolled my daughter, Stasia, into a school, and Otto and I were not married yet.
Oh.
And we were going to the church every Sunday, and we were taking the classes, doing all this stuff. Anyway, the teacher told our daughter, your parents should not be having a baby because they're not married.
Which became a really, really big deal.
And I was what? She came home and she said, because she was really little. So she was like, you know, you guys aren't supposed to be having a baby yet because you're not married. And I was like, what? Which, she's not wrong. I said, who said that? She said, my teacher.
Oh, do you mind me asking, was it like a private school or where was she going? Was it,
why would a teacher ask? Public school.
She was an older lady.
Why would
it does not matter if she was older.
Well, she had certain values that were different than
the values that you don't tell a child. She had no values.
So it was weird for me because I was Instadad. I didn't even have a child yet, and Dan and I were living together and with the kids, and all of a sudden now I was dealing with a situation that I had never even thought of I would ever have to deal with.
But to be honest, when I called for the parent and teacher conference, I told you didn't have to go, and you said, I want
to
go.
Oh, I needed to talk to this woman. I needed to understand why she thought it was okay to tell a young child something like that.
Oh, I know.
Beyond me, and I wanted to let her know that it was a big deal.
Did the parent-teacher conference find any resolution? Did she apologize?
No,
she did not apologize.
No, she was stuck in her ways.
We moved my daughter to another class after that, and she actually was just, it was just so strange, and I think I would love for every mother and father to be married and have their children. Like, that would be the dream, right? And raise them and everybody be together. But it's not always the case. And that's what a lot of the conversation earlier was about. People are still happy. They're still co-parenting cohesively. It just didn't work out. And of course, like the brother pressuring that woman, it just reminded me of that moment. You better be married or you shouldn't have kids. And yes, you should be. But if you're not, that's okay too.
Life doesn't always work out
exactly.
That way.
Exactly.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I sent an email off with a swear word. And I didn't realize it until later. And now no one has answered my email. So I don't know what to do. Have you ever written an email and then you think, you know what? Right before it goes off, you have that little option to undo it.
Yeah.
Okay. So that happened to me last week. I emailed a very important person. Okay. When it comes to the show. And I had asked her a question. She responded. And I kind of skimmed her email. I was resending a question. I thought, wait a minute, undo.
I knew this story was in trouble. The moment you said skimmed.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So I undid it, though, and I went through, and I thought, thank God I didn't ask what I was going to ask, because she had been very thorough, answered everything I asked, along with an attachment. So I saved that, right? I saved myself the embarrassment. This time, I asked about how many shots this person had with a client, how many times to meet, blah, blah, blah. And
wait, hold on. What do you mean? How many shots? How many?
Like, how many opportunities do you have to meet with this person?
Okay.
Like, how much time?
Should have used that word.
Well,
that,
it said, good,
that's what you should have used.
I probably should have. And so instead of shots, it said. And the person hasn't answered me. The salesperson hasn't answered me.
They probably think you called them a.
They probably think you want to meet in the bathroom stall.
Or they probably think that I don't like the client, or that I don't like salespeople, or that I'm a freaking rude idiot. One or the other.
You're overthinking it. It's never too personal, even though that is very unprofessional right there.
But I'm so also, unprofessional. They're probably going to be like, forget you. I don't even want you to meet my client anymore.
That's an honest typo. You could just flush it away. I actually was introducing my other friend the other day, and I was so confident that I remembered her name correctly, and it's Alika, and I was running around saying, hey, y'all should meet my friend Akila.
No!
Dude, until
dyslexia
she...
Dyslexia got you.
That's what I blamed it on. I blamed it on dyslexia.
Dyslexia. It wasn't that good a friend. And then she's like, this is my friend. I don't know her name.
Dude, and then she did it so nice and backhanded. She was like, Anthony, what is my name? And I was like, and I knew I was
you
in trouble. I knew I was in trouble right there, dude. I knew that was my moment.
At least you got an immediate response. I'm still waiting.
You just gotta call everybody man like me. What's up, man? How you doing, man?
Dude,
I call everybody man because I intentionally don't say people's names, because over the course of being a DJ, you know how many security guards I've met, how many bartenders I've met, how many different salespeople from radio stations I've worked with, people. Everyone's man.
It's not a binary situation. No. Everybody's
a man.
What's
up, man? Ladies man.
Everybody's a man.
He calls ladies.
What's up, man? Instead of saying bud, because I feel like bud is kind of annoying.
Bud is so derogatory.
Yeah.
Do you think I should email the salesperson and with an apology, or start a new thread?
I don't think anybody really gives a shit.
I care.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.